the studio. Hello. I'm going to just turn that music down. We realised we had the microphone on for some time there, so I hope you didn't say anything too outrageous.
That was embarrassing.
Behind the scenes at One Mind Live.
What do they really talk about?
Yeah.
They talk about whether the dye on their jeans is affecting the chair they're sitting on. For anybody who tuned in late.
You really missed out.
So we can't link that to what we want to talk about, so we'll just have to just jump in.
Well, yes. I think it's kind of cool. You know, it's just been a sort of a comedy of errors this morning. And and considering we're talking about intuition, there's something connected to this.
We'll find it.
We'll find the connection. So
So why did you say this morning, you said, I think we should talk about intuition. Sometimes we bat it around and kind of go, oh, what should you talk about? But you came in knowing. What was that based on?
Yeah, well, we just did the 10-minute meditations ready to go out shortly.
Yes,
to the members.
Today. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was a beautiful journey that came through just earlier the week. And I've also been teaching. I did my opening to channel last weekend, talking about intuition.
Mm.
And the week before that, I was also talking about using intuition with your business or to guide your career. So it just felt like it was a, it's a topic that I'm covering at the moment.
Yeah. It's in the field.
I had something to say.
Well,
but, you might move your chair a little bit.
Astrologically, I prefer to sit on the edge.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Let's move this closer then.
Always on the edge.
Can we, by the way, switch? Do we need to switch?
It's okay. Sounds okay.
Okay.
Also, astrologically, we're entering a whole new level of intensity that's really lifting us up to trust our inner guidance and follow our inner guidance. You'll never go wrong. You know, whatever's rocking your boat, you just go inside and listen. But maybe we should hear what intuition actually is.
Well, intuition as a definition is, and I'm sure you've all got your own idea of what intuition is, intuit. I love intuit. It's the ability to understand something instinctively without the need for conscious reasoning. Yes, I like it. It's direct information.
And if you look at the word tuition, doesn't tuition mean
to teach?
And intuition is going inward for teaching.
Yeah, inner teaching.
Inner teaching.
And here, a thing that one knows or considers likely from instinctive feeling rather than conscious reasoning. Hunch, feeling, instinct, instinctiveness. Yeah.
You know what it feels like as you read that? It feels like the only word not used is mind, because intuition comes from those places around and behind the mind.
Yeah.
So your mind then takes it and processes it, and maybe you work out with your mind what to do with what comes. But whether it's your gut or whether it's guidance that's coming from a meditational state.
Yeah, the mind is connected to the reasoning part,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a word people use also, they say their spidey sense, which is something
I love that term.
You like that term? I've only heard that recently.
It
must have been from you.
Maybe.
And I've been hearing other people say it now. I'm just trying to think of all the times I used intuition. I think I use it all the time.
You may listen to it without even realizing, because
it's
habit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're, as an artist and a composer.
Well, I was talking to another artist friend of mine, and she's very methodical and analytical with her process. And I just say, I just allow it. I just do what comes to mind. And she said, how can you do that? Don't you want to control it more? I said, no. I spent years trying to lose control of that process. Years and years. And, I started doing, I actually started doing automatic writing as a way to not edit myself, to improve my drawing, of all things.
Mm. Great.
And then I was really quite shocked, because I suddenly got all this information coming through automatic writing. I thought, how long has this been going on for? So to remove, for me, it's been a process of removing that wall between awake state and sleep, or conscious and unconscious. And we know that many cultures see that as the perfect state, that there is no separation between the two. So for me, intuition, I really trust it, and have fallen into that space on so many occasions and just gone, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to let this run.
Letting go.
Yeah.
Well, what's the opposite of following your intuition?
Falling flat on your face.
But I mean,
so that's a result.
Yeah. What's the process when you're not following your intuition? What are you following instead?
Reason,
which is based on what do you think?
Evidence
that your eyes can see, your ears can hear.
Yeah. Mm.
So evidence coming from
external sources,
external three-dimensional sources.
Yeah.
So your five senses,
science,
although science can get into.
I don't mind evidence-based information. You know, if I'm going to eat that green covered prawn or steak, you know, or I'm going to eat some moldy something, you know.
Cheese.
I like my eyes doing that for me.
Yes. Oh yeah, there's definitely a place. I think when it becomes that you will only listen to evidence-based reason.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't go for that experiential thing that comes from somewhere you can't define.
I think it's a big one for this century, and the last one too. People rediscovering their intuition and being able to balance their lives with reason and intuition. I think it's a nice combination.
It's a dance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how do you guys access your intuition, Samo?
Well, I really recognize it as a different state of being, and meditation is really helpful in allowing you to access that expanded state.
Mm.
And that's how I access intuition, and that's how I help others to access their intuition, is to expand their state, because the mind does tend to be quite narrow and only sees what it wants to see. Especially when the ego's involved, if you need to be right. But when you use intuition, there's no kind of sense of I need to be right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you're allowing the essence of creation, or the essence of love, or the essence of something greater than yourself to flow through you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's kind of a practice to access my intuition. I get into a state of expandedness and ask a question. And then the response is always there. I mean, I really have experienced over the years that time and space disappears when you're exploring the other dimensions or the other states of being. So
yes.
When you ask, the answer is always there instantly. There's no lag. There's no delay. There's no kind of, if you do this, then I'll give you the answer. It's just unconditionally available.
It's unconditional. And that's... I think that's a really good way of looking at it too.
So when you're ready to hear it,
yeah,
you know, all the barriers go down and it's there. You align with it, I suppose.
I have this image of two rooms, and one room is all furnished and the other room has nothing in it. It's just bare. And that the furnished room, we've put all that furniture in there.
Mm.
And it's our thoughts, and it's our ego has contributed, and it's what we have, the information that's come to us through our senses and through our learning. And then the other room is a place of infinite possibility. And that's where when you go in there, you aren't distracted by all the furniture. And meditation, because when you were saying that meditation helps to prepare you, I had this image of walking into that empty room and just letting come. You haven't already furnished it. So you just spend time in that empty room, maybe have a question, and just wait and see, because it's infinite possibilities of what can enter.
That's how I come up with ideas for paintings and ideas for music. I go into that space, and then it starts to unfold. I get pictures, or I hear notes, or I hear sequences. Mm-hmm. So One Mind Live music, I compose it using intuition, the intuitive process.
Do you find that music then can in turn get people from that furnished room into the empty room?
Absolutely.
Because that's, I think, the challenge for some people is they can't make it through the door.
Mm.
Yeah, I think you're right. The personality or the ego self or the preconceived ideas kind of shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the music is like, I see it as like a raft. You can jump on it and the raft will just float you down the river.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to worry.
And sometimes people are scared of their intuition because they don't. There's lots of reasons why people can't.
Lack of control.
Mm-hmm. Losing control. The unknown.
Not knowing,
which is interesting because it's not knowing with your brain. Your brain goes, no, you can't leave me behind. Oh, you want to go in that room? We have to take all that furniture with us.
Yeah.
No wonder you can't get around to it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Also, I think in some religious frameworks too, to ask, there's always some kind of deal from God that you have to, you ask for intuition and guidance, then, well, if you thought, you have to then therefore walk across that river and climb that mountain for the answer.
Mm-hmm.
You have to.
But look, there is wisdom in that. Mm.
There is wisdom in that. But,
you need to go through the.
Through a process to, strip away, egoic stuff. But
maybe the point, though, is to do that so that you can get comfortable standing with one foot in each room at all times.
Yeah. I think the reason why I brought that up, because I was thinking that I think maybe some people are scared to go into intuition because they might not like the answer. They might not like the directive. Yes.
The unknown.
And they might get information that they know deep down they have to actually act on.
Well, here's kind of a freaky example, but it's popped into my head. When you hear interviews with people who didn't get on a plane that later... Mm-hmm. had trouble,
mm-hmm.
to put it mildly. And a lot of times those people have never had that experience before, never had any problem before, never felt scared of flying or anything, and just suddenly sitting there in the departure lounge went, not getting on.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know why. It was just such a strong feeling. And I imagine what it would be like to... I had a situation where I was on a plane once, and a guy was kind of acting crazy, and they had to take him off the plane, and then they had to get all the luggage off and do all that, and we took 3 hours. And I sat there thinking, is it safe? A couple of other people got off the plane because they went, man, this is starting to feel uncomfortable. And I sat there thinking, do I need to get off this plane? Is this like...
Mm.
Because your brain's going, and then I'm going to get another flight, and it's going to be so inconvenient, and there's probably nothing. So the brain comes in and starts saying all these things.
Money,
exactly. All these, am I going to seem ridiculous? Lots of reasons, lots of brain reasons. But then, so I went over into that silent room thing, and I went, how do I feel? Do I really feel like today's my last day? Nope. I'm going to stay on the plane.
Yeah.
And it was fine.
Yeah, and you can get that yes-no response happening really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The more you practice it, it's really easy.
So that you know the difference.
Yeah, you know the difference. Yeah. You get yes and no.
So I wonder out there how often you're feeling like you're listening to your intuition, or what processes allow you to access your intuition. And is that something you do that informs life decisions, or is it just something that pops in spontaneously?
And do you ever get confused about whether you're getting a prompting that's your intuition or your mind?
Mm-hmm. And knowing that difference, being able to delineate that difference takes a little bit of practice. But
and have you ever thought that it was intuition guiding you?
And it wasn't.
And it wasn't.
Ah!
Oh, I'd love to hear those stories.
And perhaps the relationship with meditation, how that is either helped or allowed a clearer pathway or understanding or receiving of intuitive guidance.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And other things too. Have there been other things? Like, I know that I can tap into, you said automatic writing.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about, I've kind of done a version of that too, but I can also tap and just ask a question and tap, 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 tap through the tapping points.
Mm-hmm.
And that can kind of put you in that receptive state.
Well, that sounds like a good place to go. I think you've worked out your angle.
I think so, for tapping for today.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, any information or any commentary on intuition and some of your own experiences would be great.
Yeah, post below.
Sounds perfect.
Okay, see you guys on the other side.
I'll see you there.